The United States national debt is now $15 trillion. That's $50,000 for every US citizen. Across the Eurozone, every individual is now responsible for $35,000 of their government's debt. And Britain's government debt isn't far behind, at the equivalent of $30,000 per citizen. The authorities in Britain and the United States have reacted with unprecedented interventions. 20% of UK government debt is now in the hands of Britain's central bank. The US central bank has 15% of America's debt. In the Eurozone, the European Central Bank has been much more cautious, buying up 3% of Eurozone government debt. So how worried should we be? I've been talking to the hugely successful investor, Jim Rogers, who co-founded the Quantum Fund in the 1970s and is still a widely followed commentator on global events.
It's very serious. America's the largest debtor nation in the history of the world, and it's getting bigger and bigger by leaps and bounds, you know, at the rate of over $1 trillion a year. And in Europe, you've got several bankrupt countries, and no one is dealing with the problem. If you look at the projections for all the European countries, none of them have reduced debt a year or two or three from now. So this situation is serious and getting worse.
Thinking back to the mid-1990s, capitalism seemed ascendant. Western capitalism had triumphed over communism. Economies were growing. Stock markets were growing. Who do you blame for the fact that we've ended up in this mess?
Well, essentially, it's governments and central banks, especially in the U.S. They just kept spending money, and the central bank just kept printing money. But there are several culprits.
Well, and who else, apart from these authorities?
The government of the United Kingdom, the central bank in the United Kingdom, the governments of places like Greece, which used phony bookkeeping, but also, you know, even Italy and France and Germany, they all started using phony bookkeeping. They knew that the other countries were using phony bookkeeping, and they all said, oh, it's okay, everything will be okay in the end. So the central banks and the governments were going hand in hand and spending money they did not have. Now, that's wonderful. It's great. It can cause huge growth. As you just pointed out, for 15 years we had great growth. But eventually, somebody has to come up with and pay for it, or eventually you just run out of other people's money.
What seems to be going on at the moment is that central banks are creating money, lending it to banks, who are then lending it to governments in terms of buying their bonds, because private investors are no longer doing that. So you've got government-owned institutions effectively buying government bonds. People don't really understand what on earth can be going on.
It's a recipe for disaster. I'm glad you pointed it out, because there's nothing more authoritative than the BBC. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a fraud. It's a sham. And we're all going to have to, we're already starting to pay for it, Martin. It's going to be much, much worse in the end. Eventually, well, one of two things has to happen. We have to get together now and ring fence the problem and figure out how we're going to survive and start over. Or in a year or two or three, the market's going to say, no more money. We won't put up any more money. And then the whole system collapses. Then you have gigantic chaos, social unrest, governments failing, civil war, huge mess.
Let's take the more optimistic scenario. You say it is possible still to get a grip on this problem. What are the measures that need to be taken right now, then, to avoid the other scenario of civil war?
Well, at the moment, some governments have credibility. Germany, for instance, still has credibility. And if they all got into a room together and Mrs. Merkel said, okay, you guys are going to fail, you have failed, and now you're going to fail, we're going to hold these banks, these companies up, we're going to make sure they survive, we're going to make sure bank deposits are okay, we're going to make sure checks continue to clear, and the system will survive. Some of you are going to take huge losses and huge pain, but then we start over. It would be a terrible two- or three-year period, Martin, but then the system could survive and we could rebuild after the people who have made mistakes take the losses. That's what capitalism is supposed to be all about. If you fail, you fail.
And what are the mistakes, then? Is it the people who bought government bonds of France, Italy, and all the other countries are going to have to take losses?
Absolutely. The banks who made these loans and the bondholders who bought these loans and the stockholders who own stock in these banks that were making mistakes. They're all going to have to take huge losses. Now, you're going to say that's very painful. That's bad. Well, I would remind you, Martin, that in the early 90s, Scandinavia had the same problem. They did exactly this. They ring-fenced everybody. Many people failed. There was horrible pain. But after 3 or 4 years, Scandinavia has been one of the great growth areas of the past 15 years or so. That's the way the system is supposed to work. In Japan, in the early 90s, they said nobody will fail.